With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. India and Pakistan swapped intense deadly artillery fire overnight.
Soldiers exchanged heavy volleys of shells and gunfire across the frontier in Kashmir overnight, killing at least five civilians amid a growing military standoff that erupted following an attack on tourists in the India-controlled portion of the disputed region. In Pakistan, an unusually intense night of artillery exchanges left at least four civilians dead and wounded 12 others in areas near the line of control that divides Kashmir. Tensions between the nuclear armed rivals have soared since the attack on April 22. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former President Joe Biden is taking responsibility for Donald Trump's election victory in November.
In his first live interview since leaving office, Biden said he was in charge and his party lost, so he takes responsibility. But he also blamed part of Kamala Harris's loss on sexism and racism. Appearing on ABC's The View, the 82-year-old Biden also rejected concerns about his cognitive decline. As for his successor, Biden said Donald Trump has had the worst 100 days any president has ever had. Greg Clugston, The White House.
CEOs of the five largest U.S. airlines support the Trump administration's effort to modernize the air traffic control system. On the broader topic of transportation issues in general, the president said yesterday the former Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, didn't have a clue.
Buttigieg, who has no clue, you know, he drives to work on his bicycle with his, in all fairness, with his husband on the back, which is a nice, loving relationship. But he didn't have a clue. This guy didn't have a clue.
Under the upgrade plans for air traffic controllers, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy will now be requesting tens of billions of dollars for new equipment. This is SRN News. A sex ed summer camp has been canceled.
When the University of Colorado Boulder announced it would host the event, the backlash was immediate. The camp, which urged children as young as 10 to join in, announced it would discuss everything, quote, related to sex, bodies, sexuality, bodies beyond the binary, pleasure, and self-love. The primary sponsor was a local abortion clinic. The outrage grew to such high levels that UCB says it will not be holding the sex ed summer camp after all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel's offensive in Gaza following the deadly attack by Hamas terrorists on October 7, 2023, has been criticized for the suffering it's imposed on civilians. But a new poll released by the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research finds 50% of Gaza residents support the October 7th attack. The report also indicates 75% of civilians do not want Hamas to disarm or be disbanded. This is SRN News. The Turkish government has blocked the social media account of Istanbul's jailed opposition mayor.
Ekrem İmamoğlu may be in jail, but he's far from silent. He's been rallying his supporters in Turkey via social media, with regular messages posted with the help of his lawyers. But the authorities here have now blocked his account. His Republican People's Party said the move showed the fear of those in power that they will be losing power. X is challenging the ban through the Turkish courts.
That is the BBC's Orla Guerin reporting. Shares opened higher in Europe after a mixed trading session today in Asia. U.S. futures and oil prices logged modest gains. China said its exports to the U.S. fell 21% in April, the first monthly numbers since the tariff battle kicked in. More from SRNews.com.